Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you had it planned. It was the perfect business day. The day before you made your plan, you laid out your to-do list. You knew exactly what you were going to do. You came into the office, and the first thing that happened is the emails started to fly. Some of them were important. Others were not important. People come into your office and ask you questions, questions that they should be answering themselves. If you want to be successful in business, all you have is your time. It's how you use that time. Time is one of the capitals of business. It's just like having money in the bank. Instead of having money in the bank, you have time. When the money's gone, the money's gone. It can be replaced. When time's gone, it cannot be replaced. So you, the business owner, need to train your people as to when is it appropriate to absolutely come into your office and ask you questions. We certainly don't want to bar anyone from the office. We want to have an open door policy. But there are times that people come and ask you questions, and they'll ask you three or four or five questions in a day. You have to say, you know, what I want you to do is I want you to come in here at 10 to 12, ask me any questions you want. Until that time, I am focusing on the vision of the business. So choose a time. Maybe it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, they need to understand that if it's something really important, something that's going to affect one of our customers, clients, our profits, or it's an emergency, come on in. But if it's a question that they can answer and they come to you and they say, what about, and you're listening to this question and you're saying to yourself, that's what I pay you for. Why are you asking me this question? What you say to them is, that's a really interesting question. I'm a little busy right now. You come back in about 2 hours, come back at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and have 3 solutions for me. I assure you, after you do that enough, one day they'll walk into your office and they'll say, you know, I'd like to know about, never mind, I'll figure it out myself. So we want to teach people to think. We want to teach them to be not dependent on you, certainly to be interdependent, certainly to be in a situation where they can think for themselves and know the difference as to when they should absolutely bother you, engage you, talk to you, and when they should just take care of business. If you're going to grow your business, you have to grow your management team. You have to grow your management staff. If you don't grow your management staff, if you don't grow their thinking, if you don't grow their understanding, if you don't grow their leadership, you can't grow your business. Why is that? Because you can't do everything. You can't be everywhere. You can't answer every question. So if you want to be successful, eliminate the daily distractions. Is this something you should be doing? Is this something someone else should be doing? If it's something that can be delegated, delegate it. If it's someone that's coming to you and it's their responsibility, make them think about exactly what they should be doing and bring you answers. Don't just accept that because you are there that you're going to get every single question in the business. Time is important. There is nothing more than time. If you have time to focus on your vision, if you have time to focus on where the business should go, if you have time to focus on the important things, you will grow your business and make it successful. If you're doing things other people should be doing or people are wasting your time, it doesn't work. The same thing goes for your sales force. Well, is your sales force really calling on the right people? If they're not calling on the right people, they're not calling on the right prospects, they're wasting their time, aren't they? How can they close a deal if they're not calling on a prospect that's qualified, that you know you have a possibility of doing business with? It's all the same. Time is important. There's nothing else that you can do to get time back. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.